Patriot Base, Torah Or, top of the second column. Okay, Al Rebbe explains the concept of Mila is because whatever Hashem made in the world is needs to be fixed. Like it says, you bring in the raw beans and you have to cook them and make them into proper things. And he said, he starts explaining, and he says that what does it mean? He renews creation every day. Is inyan of yeshmiayin, something from nothing, because in order to create something from far away from something else, you need a curtain that separates. Like you said in the Beis Hamikdash, you had the pareches between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim to separate the kedusha of one level to another level and another level. And he says, a machadu betuvei, in order for there to be like from atzilus to bria, all that you need to have a masach, a curtain, because then the Kedusha is a lesser level, so then you're able to work that way. Okay, first column at your base. There's a lot of different types of curtains that separate. We say on Metzoy Shabbos, Amavdu ben Kedush Lachol, Shu Masach Mavdu Gomur. Okay, that is a curtain, Amavdu, right? The separate between Kodesh and Chol. That is a complete separation. Not like he's going to explain one level of Kedusha to another level of Kedusha. Kedesh HaKedoshim to the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. That's all within Kedusha. So then the separation is between Kedesh to Kedesh. But then you have a Mavdu ben Kedesh to Chil, ben Adem and Leparsa Shemafsa ben Kedesh to Kedesh HaKedoshim. It's not at all similar to the curtain that separates between the Kedesh HaKedoshim and the Kedesh. It's in the chain of it, because in other words, he said like this, Gam achar parsa hu kedush. Even after the parsa, it's still kind of a lesser level of kedusha, but it's still kedusha. Mashen kein ben kedush l'chol. Mosach shemaylu m'master earth. It's a parsa that separates the earth to such an extent. Ashenasin nifrid mamish, that it becomes completely separated from Or to Cheshach, from Kedusha to Chol. That separation is a much more powerful parsa than a separation within Kedusha itself. To come to the external chambers of evil. Hamakbim asatzma to say, Li, and like Paris, I may denial, I'm God, and all that. Ela Shiva'at Mechayes Kulam. That you, but what do they say? They say like this. Klipa says, Hashem, yeah, you made everything. But, they call God the God of the gods. They don't deny the existence of God. A lot of Aveda Zora, they didn't deny the existence of God. They said, this is also a power. In other words, that's how far it is. And he says, what does it mean? That this hashpa from world to world. Okay, in other words, he said, very simply, there's a separation that separates within Kedusha itself. Even Shabbos and Yom Tov. What do we say? We can ask. Amavdol ben Kedush lo Kedush. There's still Kedush and Kedush, but there's a Havdalah. Right? Then you have a bigger separation, which is Hamavdol ben Kedush to Chol. Now what's Chol? They're basically denying the whole existence. I mean, sometimes they deny, but even if they don't deny the existence of Hashem, they say, yeah, there's other gods. And that's what the Pasuk says. Amosach Mavdol Zeh. Nemet al b'shamayim kedetus. I'll dress up the heaven with pots, meaning complete separation. Okay, so what's the Alter Rebbe explaining over here? In order to create Yeshmi Ayin, that from Ruchnius becomes Gashmius, or Yeshmi Ayin, interpretation is, it's not Batul Telukus, it's a Yesh, that is a complete Mosach. Rather than in the spiritual realms where there's no Gashmius, and there's no real Cheshech, so over there it's not such a big Mosach. It's not such a big separation. In order to create Gashmius from Ruchnius, that's a massive
it's a kodesh tochel. It's from bittul to yeshus. So that means it needs a much stronger parsa. Yeah. Even in chol, there's two levels of chol, of weekday. There's chol gamur, chol is the neged the kardula ala kardula kaya, and then there's a second level chulin shenasa ataris hakodesh. The Gemara speaks about in aloch, it doesn't apply today, but in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there were great tzaddikim or before the Beis Hamikdash. That even the chulin, the everyday things they ate, they only ate it on a level of kedusha. In other words, even though halachically a person could eat tamei food, right? You're not in the working the Beis Hamikdash, you could eat tamei food. Yet there are great tzaddikim that even the chulin they ate, meaning the everyday food, was done al taras hakodesh. They made sure it was pure. So you have kedusha. And then you have chol, which could be pure, and then you can have regular chol, that could be tamei, or chol shomayit. Chol shomayit is not regular chol; it's chol hamayit. Right, like we always learn in halacha, chol hamayit is more mayit than chol. Hayinu shenim shcharim megedusha bechinas bittul gam bechol. That even in the chol, there's a level of kedusha. So now the Alter Rebbe is going in the system over here. He's explaining that in order to create Yeshmer, it has to be Masach HaMavdil. And then he says there are different Masachim. There's a Masach between Kodesh and Chol. There's a Masach, the curtain between Kodesh and Kodesh. And even in Chol, there are different levels. You can have Chol HaMoed, or Chol and Shenasa, or Taras HaKodesh. Chol, which is made in the level of Kedusha. And then you can have real Chol. Same thing, basically. I mean, for in all practical purposes, it's the same thing. Okay, Ayidei Shmira Shabbos. Just like in the level of Shabbos, Yeshahada b'Shabbos b'Sheishes me'achol mevkinu kedushas Shabbos. Just like when you keep Shabbos properly, so there's a kedusha of Shabbos in all the 6 days of the week. Meaning, Gimel Yomer Mishenim Shabbos Shavra. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday have the kedusha from the previous Shabbos. V'gimel yom machreinim b'Shabbos haba. Like we know, we learned this many times. You have some times Shabbos is the minei mizbachim kol yemin. Shabbos is the end of the week. It elevates the previous week and it blesses the next week. Then you have a level of Shabbos that's in the middle of the week. Shabbos is the focal point of the week. So then you have Shabbos in the middle day. Then you have 3 days before and 3 days after. So you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday that gets Kedusha from the previous Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you get the Kedusha from the coming week. Therefore, we learned halachically, you're allowed to make Havdalah through Tuesday. Why are you allowed to make Havdalah through Tuesday? Because up to Tuesday, there's still the Kedusha of Shabbos there. Why on Wednesday do we start saying the previous Rebbe writes, L'chun Aranina, the small L'chun Aranina, Hayayim Revi B'Shabbos at the end, we say the three Sukkim L'chun Aranina, even though it's really the next parak of Tillim. Why do we say? Because it's already the small, meaning the small Shabbos. We start already preparing for Shabbos on Wednesday. So therefore, you can have the Kedush of Shabbos permeating the Chol. So yes, it's Chol, but it's the Kedush of Shabbos. Like we learned many times, Ramban says that why do we say Yom Yom Nishim B'Shabbos or Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shlishi B'Shabbos? A week in Halach is called in Torah is called Shavua, which is Yom Nishim B'Shavua, first day of the week, second day of the week. We don't say that. We say the first day of Shabbos, second day of Shabbos, third day of Shabbos, because every day we have the Inyan of Shabbos. Like we learned in the previous Maimer that what's Shabbos of the weekday? Davening. Davening is the Shabbos of each day. So therefore, you have the Kedusha of Shabbos affecting every day of the week.
Ramban says that?
Ramban says that you mekayim the mitzvah zocha seim Shabbos lekache. He says it, in fact, in that pasuk. He says, how do you zocha seim Shabbos, remember the day of Shabbos. So Ramban says it doesn't only mean on Shabbos. It means every day of the week is remembering Shabbos.
How do you remember Shabbos every day? You say Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shini b'Shabbos. But here, Dr. Rebbe is explaining, not only do you say it, there's actually a hashpa of Shabbos every day. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, previous week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the following week. And he says, what does it mean? What does it mean that hashpa of Shabbos is in the rest of the week? He says, then, Nimshach Yisol B'Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa. This comes to the Yidden and the 6 days of creation from the Bushes of Shabbos, the Yizkol Maseh and B'Chol, that everything we do during the week should be similar to Shchul and Shenasa Ataris HaKodesh. In other words, just like we said, there's a level of Chulin, which is made Ataris HaKodesh, right, made on the Kedusha and the purity of Kodesh. That means the whole week, even the chulin you're eating in Kedusha, not Tumah. So he says that everything, the action of the week, yeah, it's chul. You're driving a car, you're riding, you're doing all the malachas. But there's Kedusha in it because the purpose is for Shabbos. Vizel inyan avdolim mitzvah Shabbos. When we say Baruch HaMavdil, HaBroch Yam Shocha. Remember, we learned many times. What do you say, Baruch? Baruch means to bring down. So what are we saying, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol? We're saying, basically, Baruch, to bring down the Kodesh L'Chol. To bring down the level of Kedusha Shabbos. Again, it's still Chol. It doesn't become Yom Tov. But in the Chol, like it's not Shuma when they eat the Chulin and Ataris HaKadosh. It's not Chulin, it's not Hekdish, it's not anything holy. But in the Chulin, you bring down the Kedusha. What?
The meaning of the Bracha is to bring down the one who is Mavdil.
I understand, but it also means that the level of Kedush should come into Chul. A Mavdil being Kedush, L'Chul. It should come from Kedush into Chul. Vazen emesheish yisyamim tasa masecha. But Arachli is Sheish Yisimei Ma'isa Dafka. He says, "Aydei Helam Masuch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol." Therefore, if Hashem would create the world in a way of kedusha without any limitations, curtains, blockages, concealments, contractions, and all that, then the weekday would also be holy. The world would be holy. That's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem didn't want a world that's created holy. Because he said that's the whole union of Mila. Mila is Hashem created an unfinished person, imperfect person, make him perfect. Now, in order to have an imperfect world that we need to perfect, Hashem needed, so to speak, Kaviyachol, because he wanted, Hashem needed to create an imperfect world. Now, how do you create from Kedusha into Chol? There has to be a Mavdil, there has to be a separation. If Hashem would reveal his infinite level of Elokus, then the world would be infinite. The world would be Kedusha. There wouldn't be any Choshech. There wouldn't be any Klipa. But that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted in a world of Klipa, Choshech, we bring Or.
But we look forward to Yom Shavuot Shabbos.
Yeah, that's what the Prish, that's the Avodah now. Like we said, the Gemara says, Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos, Yechol Shabbos. But simply it means, Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos. If you work Erev Shabbos, meaning you cook for Shabbos, you'll have what to eat on Shabbos. Yeah? I don't need the Gemara to tell me if I don't cook, I'm not going to have any food. They didn't have caterers in those days. I mean, you know what I mean? Takeouts. So what is the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us that in order to come to the Aveda level of Shabbos, which by the way also means Mashiach, you need Tarech Be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the whole week. You need to do Aveda Sheishis Yamim Ta'asem Malachtecha. It doesn't say you're allowed to do work. Ta'asem is a mitzvah. You have to do work. In what type of malacha? In Yeshmiyayim. In a world of separation. Then you get this Chag of Shabbos. That they get Olam Haba. One second. So he says, Tarchli Yesheish Yamim Ma'isa Dafke Dehelem Basuch Amav Shib Laikein Hoyabatu Mamash. Because if Hashem didn't create the world with Elohim, with Tzimtzum, what would be? It would be a world of Kedusha. So then you would have Aveda Dira V'Tachteinu. Look, by Inyan Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, Bechish Tachavah. Just like it says, you're not allowed to even lift a hand before a king. Even if you make a slight movement in the presence of a king, it's rebelling against the king. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that Hashem made this motzach. That's how he started the whole maimon with Mila, right? The pshat is Hashem made choshech. Hashem made klipa. Now how do you make from kedusha klipa? So you need to have a motzach. You need to have a parsa. You need to have this blockage to make Havdalah. Because if the world would be lechatchila without a tzimtzum, so then the world would be holy. So then you wouldn't have an avodah to do. So therefore Hashem wanted Lasakin. So Hashem made the hell of Esther. And then Ubaemis, Siv Yegia, Kapecha Kiseich. It says in the Pasik, the work of your hands you have to eat, Minai De Lamit, Tas Malocha, Zareh, Cheshach, Keita, you know, planting, plowing, harvesting. Hainai De Maisa. Through the level of my action, Mam Shechavaya Chadoshi, you create a new creation. In other words, like we learned many times, a Yid becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. How does a Yid become a partner with Hashem in creation? Because Hashem created an unfinished world. And when we finish the world by bringing Kedusha into the world, then we're actually completing creation. We are creating, like we said many times, the Rebbe said, that when a Jew does a mitzvah, it's not stam a little bit better. They become from limited creation to infinite creator. Because the Rebbe said, what does it mean? Shutef l'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa b'reishis, a partner with Hashem in creation. When Torah says a word, it means what it means. Shutef means an equal, a partner. That means kaviyachol. Hashem set it up in a way that when we do Torah mitzvahs, you become shutef l'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa b'reishis. We become a partner with Hashem in creation and equal with Hashem in creation. Now, how could that be? It sounds Epicursus a little bit. But the answer is no. Because Hashem l'chatchila created the world in a way of masach, mavdol, choshech, mila, raw stuff that we have to fix. But the whole purpose of creation is to have the dida b'tachtein. So Hashem created the Tachtainim, and now he said, your mission is to bring the Dira, the dwelling, in the Tachtainim. And then we become a creator with Hashem. So therefore Hashem, so to speak, had to create a world of Yesh Mi'ayin, because if the world wouldn't be Yesh Mi'ayin, Yesh, and it will all be bottled, then you don't have Aveda. And therefore the Torah says, Sheshes Yam Tashem Malachtecho. It actually means you have to do it to create a new thing. Ashebar alikim lasis, like he says, tomatoes and tzrichim tikkun. The beans need to be fixed because like this they're bitter, and when you cook them, they become sweet. Mahapach midir lemisku, to transform bitter to sweet. Lias mishatar beri shabbos yechol b'shabbos sheyasal lahakol b'chinas shabbos, to elevate the world to a level of shabbos. Which is, by the way, the ultimate level of loss of love, Mashiach is Elef HaShvi, the Yom Shekul HaShabbos. In other words, then the world will be elevated openly to a level of Shabbos. So now, we're doing the Aveda to make it Shabbos. Mashiach comes, it's going to all be revealed. And that's the Aveda V'Yid.
Is that a statement from the Gemara?
What? Yeah, the Gemara says, calling him V'Yuchel. The Gemara says many. Kaldon dinam islamit in as the shut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you judge a proper din Torah, or the Gemara says, call me Shema Vayichulu, but whoever says Vayichulu Friday night is a shut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'is Bereshit. The Gemara many places says certain things, the Jew becomes a shut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rebbe explains, shutef means a partner. That's what Torah means. A partner, by definition, means an equal. How can you be an equal with Hashem in creation? It doesn't mean, by the way, we become God. We think we do. But it doesn't mean we become God. All it means is we're finalizing the creation that Hashem started, the bitter beans, and we have to cook it to make them sweet. We have to take the circumcision of the imperfect person and make them perfect. That's the faith of the Jew. Make the imperfect world perfect. Now, why did Hashem make an imperfect world? Because he wanted us to do the Aveda. Of course he could have made a perfect world. Think about it. Hashem could have made a perfect world. Hashem could have made a world of Mashiach. Tchis HaMeisim. That's not what he wanted. That's not what Nisava could have. That's not what he wanted. What did Hashem want? Hashem wanted there should be a physical world, a darkness, and therefore he made the parsa, he made the tzimtzum, he made all that should be hamavdu ben kodesh v'chol. You make chol, klipa, chayshach, and we have to make it into all. That's what he wanted. Then therefore we're partners with Hashem in creation. That is our mission in life.
Sukkim, speaking about keeping Shabbos, sometimes I say chayshach yom tasa melacha, sometimes it's tiyasa.
Yeah, but tiyasa is another lesson. The Gemara says, no, what it means, Teyasa Malacha means that, what the Gemara says, when Shabbos comes, all your work is done. Kom lach chash asuya. We used to speak about this many times. That when Shabbos comes, in your mind, everything of the week is done. You don't think about business Shabbos, you don't think about this Shabbos. Everything is done. Teyasa Malacha, everything's done already. The only thing left to do is make Kiddush and have a good time. Tassi means we have to make the Shabbos. We have to make it.